and show hierarchy originates from the existence of an extra dimension. In supersymmetric models, there is a problem that should be that is solved by the Sudi-Weber problem. Among the soft Sudi-Brillouin harmonics, the scalar free linear couplings and the soft squared mass forms contribute to the Spermian mass matrix after the electric symmetry is broken. And each Spermian mass matrix is consists of three types of submatrices like this. And in general, these submatrices are not diagonal in the Spermian mass agency basis. If the off-diagonal elements of these matrices are of the same order of the magnitude of as the diagonal elements, then the two large Weber changing processes are induced. That is the problem. A simple solution to this problem is like this. And let's assume that the L M and R R matrices are proportional to the unit matrices, while L R matrices are proportional to the fermion mass matrices. In other words, the three eigenvalues of these matrices are degenerate, while the eight parameter matrices are proportional to the Yukawa matrices. Then the fermion mass matrices become diagonal in the fermion mass eigenstate basis. So there's no Weber changing process in this case. The realization of the Yukawa hierarchy, Yukawa coupling hierarchy from the exodimension is as follows. Let's introduce the five-dimensional fermion fields with the mass, five-dimensional mass Mi. Then they have zero modes whose wave functions along the extra dimension has the exponential profile like this. Because the Yukawa coupling in effective four-dimensional effective theory can be expressed as an overlap integral of these wave functions, we can easily realize the exponential large hierarchy by varying these mass parameters in an order one range compared to the compactification scale. If we consider such mechanism in the supergravity context, we have to promote the size of the extra dimension to some current modulate, current supermodulate, which we call the Rayleigh modulate. And its lowest component is relevant for the generation of the Yukawa hierarchy. But if the F-term component of this Rayleigh modulate has non-vanishing vacuum expectation value, then it contributes to the Sudi breaking. For example, the sharp-short Sudi breaking can be regarded as the Sudi breaking induced by this non-vanishing FT. Because this Rayleigh modulate couples to the lepton and the quarks in a flavor-dependent way, the Sudi breaking effects induced by this FT also depend on the flavor dependent. So that may lead to the Sudi flavor problem. Here we consider the flavor structure of the soft Sudi breaking mass terms in the five-dimensional supergravity with mod moduli. As a simplest case, we assume that there are two moduli, T1 and T2. And only one of them is relevant to the Yukawa hierarchy. And the Sudi breaking effects dominantly come from the F end of the other moduli and some other chiral moduli, X. A similar context is considered in the string theory context, but here we consider this possibility in the five-dimensional supergravity because it is calculable and simple. Let me explain the five-dimensional offshore supergravity compactified on S1 over T2. The field content is like this. And we have one modulate, which consists of graviton, gravitino, and auxiliary fields. And we also have vector and hypermodulates. Each vector modulate can be decomposed into an n equals one vector and chiral modulate. And each hypermodulate can be decomposed into the two chiral modulates. And one of the vector matrix is identified with the Gravity-Photon matrix. And some of the hypermatrix are compensator matrix, both of which are necessary to form the gravitational matrix. In the following, we consider one compensator hypermatrix case for simplicity. This five-dimensional supergravity theory is characterized by a cubic polynomial called the norm function. Here, mi is the gauge scalar. If this this sigma I is a chiral superfield, and this if this field is even under the orbifold parity, it has a zero mode pi, which we call the moduli. Then the radius of the orbifold is determined by a combination of the depths of these moduli, like this. In the single modulus case, this relation is reduced to this, which means that T, only one moduli T, is the radial matrix. The five-dimensional Lagrangian is written in terms of the n equals 1 superfields like this. And this part is response to the bulk Lagrangian, five-dimensional Lagrangian, and the rest part is the boundary localized Lagrangian. And here, this parameter is the bulk mass parameter for the matter field QI and its chiral partner QIC. And notice that this mass parameter also appears here and here as a gauge coupling constant for this vector matrix. In the five-dimensional supergravity theory, every mass scale in the bulk Lagrangian is introduced as a gauge coupling constant for some vector matrix. In general, there can be more than one moduli in the theory. So as a simplest case, we consider the two moduli case. We introduce the two vector multiplets, which are odd under the orbifold parities. And we also introduce the two hypermultiplets besides the ordinary MSSM fields. And these two hypermultiplets are charged for the first vector multiplet, while this one is charged for the second one. And such gaugings induce these bulk mass parameters for these hypermultiplets. And the orbifold parities for these fields are given like this. And only even fields can have zero modes. So at low energies, only blue field survives. And from these signals, we have two moduli, T1 and T2. And this matrix is introduced in order to decouple the second modulus with a large supersymmetric mass. And the remaining modulus field is relevant for the Yukawa generation of the Yukawa hierarchy. And this one is for the supersymmetric breaking. By a method proposed in our previous work, we can derive the four-dimensional effective theory of this five-dimensional supergravity theory. The effective Kepler potential is given like this, and the explicit form of this function will be given in the next slide. And due to the n equals 2 supersymmetry in the bulk, the super potential terms in the effective theory originates from the boundary localized Lagrangian. And this part is relevant for the moduli stabilization, and this is the Yukawa couplings for the matter fields. Soft Suzy breaking parameters can be written in terms of this quantity like this. Here, this is alpha and beta run over all chiral multiplets. And this wire JK is a physical Yukawa coupling for the canonically normalized fields. the explicit form of yi in the effective Keller potential is given like this. The first term is relevant for the generation of the Yukawa hierarchy after the canonical normalization, while the second term contributes to the soft Susie breaking terms. In the single modulus case, let's consider the single modulus case first. Then in this case, this quantity is expressed like this. And notice that this quantity is always positive irrespective of the values of the bulk mass parameters mi and mx. Due to this minus sign, this positivity means that the induced soft sphere masses are negative. That means the fermions are tachyonic. This is a problem in the single modulus case. On the other hand, the multimodular case, this function becomes a more complicated form. The first term has the same structure as the previous single modular case. But in this case, due to the existence of the second term, we cannot avoid the previous tachyonic fermion problem. Furthermore, if this second term dominates over the first one, then the flavor dependence of yi is denoted by blue part, is completely factored out. In this case, the induced soft Susie breaking parameters are degenerate, and the A parameter matrices are proportional to the equal couplings. So there's no superfluid problem in this case. As a concrete example, let's assume the norm function and the stabilization part of the superpotential like this. This part stabilizes the second modulus and decouples P2 and H with a large supersymmetry max. And this term has the same form as the PKLT model and stabilizes the first modulus. And this term is relevant for the supersymmetric breaking. Each parameters are assumed like this in the unit of the supersymmetric, in the unit of the five-dimensional Planck scale. Then we obtain a vacuum where all the moduli are stabilized, and F term of X is the dominant source of the Susie breaking. In this example, Y tilde I in the effective Keller potential becomes like this. If these conditions are satisfied, then the second term dominates. So in this case, in such a case, the positive soft squared mass is obtained, and we can avoid the Susie flavor problem. Unfortunately, this condition is satisfied for the first and second generations in order to realize the small fermion masses. The essential difference between the single and multimodular cases is the existence of this term, this second term. And this comes from the integrating out procedure of the massive Kaluza-Klein vector multiplets. As for this point, we will comment on the physical degrees of freedom of the vector multiplets. Suppose n vector multiplets in the theory. Then each vector multiplet can be decomposed into the vector n equals 1 vector and the carbon multiplets like this, whose odd parities are given like this. Then from each sigma I, the moduli comes out. So the number of the moduli is n. And the remaining degrees of freedom are absorbed into Vi as a longitudinal component of the Kaluza-Klein vector multiplet. But not all Vi are independent. Among the superconformal gauge fixing conditions, there is a condition for the gauge inverse like this. So the number of the physical vector multiplet is not n, but minus n minus 1. So in the single modulus case, n equals 1 case, there is no vector mapping, Kazuza Klein vector maplet, that should be integrated out. But there is in the multi-moduli case. Let me summarize the talk. Here we consider the flavor structure of the five-dimensional supergravity model with multi-moduli. In this case, the radius of the orbifold is given, given by this image here. This is a known function. And among these multi-moduli, only one moduli is relevant to the Yukawa hierarchy, and the dominant suit breaking effects comes from the atoms of the other moduli or the other chiral supermaster. The structure of the effective Kähler potential is different to, from the single modulus case due to the contribution of the Kaluza-Klein vector modulus that should be integrated out. And this difference can say that problematic tachyonic fragment masses at tree level and can avoid the suited flavor form. That's all. Questions.
Let's thank our speaker again. So our next speaker is Tomonobu Higashi, talking about the anthropic solutions of the strong CP problem in cosmological applications.